What's up, and welcome to a special edition of Rocket Fuel, where we play punk, ska, indie, and everything else in between. My name is Jeff, and I'll be your host. Coming up on this episode, I will complete my list of the top 25 albums by counting down and playing tracks from my top 12 albums of 2008. Before we get started with number 12, though, I wanted to tell you how I came up with my list. This list is not based on album sales figures or MySpace page hits. It's based on my opinion and the albums that I kept coming back to throughout the year. Now, I haven't heard every album from this year, so there are bound to be a record or two that might have made the list had I heard them in time. With that said, let's get started. Coming in at number 12 is an album from one of my favorite bands of all time. When Smoking Popes disbanded in 1998, many fans such as myself were depressed that we would never get to hear the Brothers Caterer play their brand of pop punk with lyrics of love found and love lost. But in March, the band released their first studio album of new material in over 10 years with their latest album, Stay Down. While the subject matter of the songs on Stay Down may not be as desperate as Born to Quit or Destination Failure, Stay Down is a lovable record for fans new and old. For my number 12 album of 2008, here is Smoking Popes with If You Don't Care.
If you don't care, I don't care. We don't belong together, 'cause we don't belong anywhere. If you're not sure, I'm not sure. In a whitewashed tomb, awaiting the hand of doom, with our tickets to some distant patch of sky, employing a few choice words, we flutter like captive birds, finally free, but still afraid.
You're not sure. bathroom. We didn't go back to her place. We went to some place where she can't sit. She said, I know I look tired, but everything's fried here in Memphis. Man, I wanna know exactly which bathroom to. Doesn't make any difference, it can't be important. Yeah, sure, I'll tell my story again. In barlight, she looked alright. In daylight, she looked desperate. That's alright, I was desperate too. I'm getting pretty sick of this interview. Subpoenaed in Texas, sequestered in Memphis. Subpoenaed in Texas, sequestered. I think she drove a new Mustang. I guess it might be a rental. I remember she had satellite radio. I guess she seemed a bit nervous. Do you think I'm that stupid? What the hell, I'll tell the story again. In barlight, she looked alright. In daylight, she looked desperate. That's alright, I was desperate too. I'm getting pretty sick of this interview. Subpoenaed in Texas, sequestered in Memphis. Subpoenaed in Texas, sequestered.
Welcome back to Rocket Fuel. For my number 11 album of the year, Stay Positive, that was The Hold Steady with Sequestered in Memphis. Released in July on Vagrant Records, Stay Positive debuted at number 30 on the Billboard Top 200. The boys from Brooklyn continue to build momentum with Stay Positive and demonstrate why they are America's new favorite bar band. Vocalist and guitarist Craig Finn is one of the best storytellers of our time, and Stay Positive's message of growing older gracefully while sticking to the idealism of youth is something a lot of people, myself included, can relate to. Coming in at number 10 on my list of best albums of 2008 comes from San Diego's The Night Marchers. From the ashes of great bands like Rocket from the Crypt, Hot Snakes, Sultans, and Drive Like Yehu, John Reese, aka Speedo, is back with a new band. Blending the sounds of punk, garage, and 50s pop, the Night Marchers' explosive debut, See You in Magic, takes Speedo's signature sounds to the next level. Released in April on Vagrant Records, See You in Magic was a shot in the arm to Rocket from the Crypt fans who were dripping with anticipation. From number 10, See You in Magic, here's the Night Marchers with In Dead Sleep, I Snore ZZZZ.
Just a dream, staring out over Hollywood.
and we're back here on a special episode of Rocket Fuel, where I'm counting down my top 12 albums from 2008. Coming in at number 9, that was Orlando, Florida's How Dare You with Beacon Street, which came off of their Failsafe Records debut, Comfort Road. I had a chance to review the album back in episode number 21 of the show, and gave it a 9 out of 10. Playing solid, catchy punk rock, How Dare You is a young band with a lot of potential in upcoming years. Next up is number 8, and it comes from the unlikely location of Laramie, Wyoming. Teenage Bottle Rocket released Warning Device on Red Scare Records back in early January of 2008. With their in-your-face style of pop-punk that would make the Ramones proud, Warning Device is the band's third album and my personal favorite. I had the chance to interview the band's guitarist and co-vocalist Ray back on episode number 15 of the show, so be sure to go back and check that out if you haven't already. Coming in at number 8, from Warning Device, here is Teenage Bottle Rocket with In the Basement.
Underwear. That's why I don't wanna go.
Welcome back. That was a track from my number 7 album of the year. Hailing from Gainesville, Florida, that was the gritty punk band Anchor Arms with Girl and a Glacier, which comes off of their Cold Blooded record. The album was released in August on Gainesville's Failsafe Records. Like their label mates How Dare You, Anchor Arms is a band that has an excellent debut record and a lot of potential. With sounds that will please fans of Jawbreaker and Hot Water music alike, Anchor Arms takes the sandpaper vocals of singer James and mixes it with the high-powered sounds of drummer Brian and guitarist Craig. James also thumps out aggressive beats on bass. I look forward to seeing what Anchor Arms can do in 2009 and beyond. Up next is number 6, and this album was by far the most hyped and talked about album of the year. When it was announced that New Brunswick, New Jersey's The Gaslight Anthem were going to release their follow-up to 2007's Sink or Swim, many people, including myself, were eagerly anticipating it. Since its release on Side One Dummy Records in August, the band's second album, The 59 Sound, soared to number 70 on the Billboard charts and was lauded by many critics in both the independent and mainstream media. The band even landed a spot to play on the Late Night with Conan O'Brien show. From this highly successful album, here is The Gaslight Anthem with The 59 Sound. Welcome back to Rocket Fuel. We're now into my top 5 albums from 2008. At number 5, that was Los Angeles, California's Junior Juggernaut with Another 2 Weeks, which appears on their Suburban Home Records release, Ghost Poison. Released in April, Ghost Poison blends a wonderful mix of rock, country, and blues, and covers a variety of topics such as the appreciation of love, the questioning of authority, and living a life that is your own. Back on episode number 8 of the show, I talked with Junior Juggernaut singer and guitarist Mike Williamson about the record and many other topics in one of my favorite interviews of the year. Moving on to number 4 is a band that crafts tunes that I still can't get out of my head. On their debut album, Find Me a Drink Home, Cheap Girls bring a poppy mix of punk and rock that'll make every Smoking Popes fan out there listen with glee. Adding smart, well-crafted lyrics with a tinge of irony makes this album one of my all-time favorites. From Find Me a Drink Home, here is Lansing, Michigan's Cheap Girls with Parking Lot.
Feels like a
Welcome back to a special edition of Rocket Fuel. I'm counting down my top 25 albums of 2008. Coming in at number 3 are ska punk legends Less Than Jake. From their 7th album, GNVFLA, that was Does the Lion City Still Roar? Anyone who knows me real well knows that I've been a diehard Less Than Jake fan from the first time I heard Pezcore back in 1995. Wow, I'm old. The boys are back with their signature sound of poppy punk with driving ska rhythms on GNVFLA, which the band released themselves through Sleep It Off Records. Reminiscent of fan favorites Losing Streak and Hello Rockview, GNVFLA is an album for older fans and will hopefully bring them new fans as well. At number 2 on my list is a band that I was stoked to see at this year's Fest in Gainesville, and boy did they not disappoint. A punk rock supergroup of sorts, Abel Baker Fox is comprised of ex-members of Small Brown Bike and the Casket Lottery. Releasing their debut album Voices in January, Abel Baker Fox melds the genres of post-hardcore and alternative rock in a unique, sonic way, and their live performance was unforgettable. At number 2 from Voices, this is Abel Baker Fox with Stuttering. Now is the time that we've all been waiting for, my album of the year for 2008. Drawing from influences as varied as Third Eye Blind, Piebald, and Hot Water Music, upstate New York's Polar Bear Club released Sometimes Things Just Disappear on Red Leader Records in March to quite a bit of buzz in certain circles. Interchanging rough, abrasive hardcore rhythms with polished pop sounds at seemingly the drop of a dime, Polar Bear Club's debut full-length is nothing like I've ever heard before. I find myself coming back to this record time and time again since I first listened to it. The band also made headlines recently by signing to Bridge Nine Records. I had the pleasure of having one of the band's guitarists, Chris Brown, on the show way back on episode number 7 of Rocket Fuel. From my album of the year, Sometimes Things Just Disappear, here is Polar Bear Club with Another Night at the Rock.
of you tonight. Make my way through the crowd, small talk my way out of sight. Made a face at you tonight. Unnoticed, it's not what you thought. No, not what you thought I was like. My view's been slightly pessimistic. As of late, my heart and face are quite conflicted.
And this place,
another night in the rock, cold and alone inside of this full house. Inside of this full house. Tune it out until the calm comes home. When the morning comes, the colors will be gone. Left a name and friends behind. They won't last long. I think I'm close to fine. Half a year until I know I'm wrong. Another night, another life. Another night, another.
That'll do it for this special episode of Rocket Fuel. 2008 was an awesome year for the show, and it has already exceeded my wildest dreams in its first full year of existence. It's been great having artists like Teenage Bottle Rocket, Loved Ones, Jamie Wolford and Polar Bear Club on the show, and many other awesome bands as well. I've been encouraged and humbled by seeing over 6,000 people subscribe to Rocket Fuel. Thank you for tuning into the show in 2008, and I wish you all the best in 2009. Send your thoughts, comments, and requests to me at rocketfuelpodcast@gmail.com. You can also check out my MySpace page at myspace.com/rocketfuelpodcast. Thanks again to all of you for listening, and I'll see you next time.